Next class is a general class, which means you're teaching, and it's three students, one on Zoom named Hillary, two in person, which is Bryce and Matt.
Cool.
Now I happen to know what these students' goals are just off the top of my head. Matt wants to solo, he wants to play chords, and he wants to play his favorite songs. Very simple. Bryce, same thing. He wants to play his favorite. He's been working on playing chords, switching, and he likes tablature and soloing, I guess, and playing his favorite songs. And then Hillary, she does everything. She does reading. She does chord vocab. She does soloing. All of them do. The only thing that would influence my decision before I allow you to ask you to confer or ask you to contribute your ideas on what we should do this class, because I don't have an agenda here, is that Matt will have been in the previous class and the topic would have been soloing. So it's not like a given, but I personally would steer away from doing soloing in the second hour, even though it affects Bryce and Hillary. But generally, I feel like it works out over time. I don't deprive, even if I make decisions based on individual students, it all works out over time, like over a month. They're going to get everything they need.
You know? Yeah, sure.
So, sure. You know, so I'm going to steer against doing a soloing thing, because then that would mean two soloing lessons in a row for Matt.
Yeah.
But if all the other factors pointed to doing soloing, and that was the only inconvenience, then I would just say, Matt, yeah, we got two soloing lessons in a row. No big deal. We'll make it up next week. We'll do lots of chord stuff, whatever.
Yeah,
and he'll be fine.
I don't think he would mind. Yeah.
No, he wouldn't mind. They don't care as long as they're having fun.
They're trying to learn.
You know, so, but it could be something about repertoire. It could be like everyone plays the same repertoire, or not. You know, they all pick songs out of the fake books and play them separately. They don't have to play together. If we play together, then it would have to be super simple songs like Bryce only knows G, C, D, A minor, etc., etc. And we did some of that last week where Matt had to, like, transpose with capos and all. We're not going there again.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But it could be something about where they're reading chord charts
changes.
Just on their own. Like,
yeah.
Or it could be a chord vocabulary lesson of some sort. Where they're not actually playing songs, they're just playing like through the harmonized scales, for example. You know, Bryce will only be able to do C and G, you know, and E minor and A minor, and he might not even be able to do that. But, you know, and then Matt and Killy could do the whole thing. So I'm leaning towards like chord vocabulary or repertoire.
Yeah, I like the idea of rep, like songs, have them work out songs, especially because last week we did chords.
Okay, perfect.
Kind of out of the context of songs.
Perfect.
And it'd be cool to ground it again, right?
Perfect. So at the top, I'm going to write 4:30. I'm going to write today's date. I'm going to write type of class, general. The class subject is chord vocabulary. Then we have the focus of the day. Like, what are they actually going to do? And how is it going to be layerable where they all have fun and can do it at their own speed? You know, any thoughts about that? At their own pace, you know.
Well, so if we were to give each a different song, which would sounds like.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's repertoire, not chord vocabulary. I don't know why I said that.
Oh, it's okay. No worries. Which would be case according to skill level in the room? What do they have access to materials wise? Like
good
on
question.
Zoom versus in the room.
Good question. So you got two in the room. I got tons of fake books and a whole list of what those fake books are, and they can choose, except for Bryce, he's not good enough to choose any book. He'd have to choose any easy guitar repertoire book,
mm-hmm.
Or you limit him to the student repertoire, which we know is easy.
Yeah.
Let me pause this recording because I'm looking for online student. I'll show you where that is as well. Online, there's every repertoire book is already in the vault here, but to give Hillary something different, she could just do this. It's called Fake Book Collection. It's like all these different fake books, like all these fake books that are gathered. There's a ton of stuff here.
Whoa.
And just ask her to pick something and have fun reading it. She'll fun. She'll have fun with that. So it's actually, this is actually more like a training class, because everyone's doing their own thing, and all you have to do is just go around and help people.
But what's new is just the new repertoire.
Yeah, but I would say to make it a teaching class, to like own the song, to like even perform a minute of it at the end. You know how I like to do show and tell?
Yeah.
Maybe the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes is them performing the whole song, to like own the song.
Yeah.
And many people say I want to be able to play a whole song all the way through, but. But then, for Matt and for Hillary, or even for Bryce, it might not take them, if they're choosing stuff that's easy, it might not take them the whole hour just to learn the one song, in which case they could do two or three.
Yeah.
But then just choose one that they feel proud of having learned and play that for everyone at the end.
So that would be, layering would be like, okay, you've gotten through this song easily, now pick another and pick another.
Yeah, I think in a class like this, the layering is implicit because they can easily pick a harder or an easier song. Or you can even say, like, that's too easy for you. You look at Matt and it's got all C, G, and D. You'd be like, that's too easy for you.
Sure.
Can we pick a hard one?
Sure.
He's going to, and depending on the student, some of them are going to want to err on the easy side and the other ones are going to want to overly challenge themselves.
Yeah, I know the type.
Right? So either way, you have to manage that.
As far as, it sounds like Hillary could read through, like, changes as well as read through melody.
Yeah.
So that could be something for her. Is that the case with... I imagine Bryce doesn't read melody. Does Matt read melody?
No. Okay. They do not read melody.
So we're just looking at...
Just chords.
Chords, harmonies for those two guys. But Hillary could, like, calm through a tune, get comfortable with chord changes, and then start reading through the melody as a layer.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So that's an easy one. This is an easy one to teach. And you only have three, so you just go around, you just split your time. Not always... doesn't have to be egalitarian. You don't want to let someone suck your time, as you know, but it may be true that someone's working along without you just fine. So you leave them alone, like, it's up to you. You can equally distribute the time and go around, keep going around like this, or you can be more hands-off. It depends on your personality and how well you think that person is progressing.
Yeah.
If you see someone, you know, you can be damn sure that I can be a bit hands-off, but as soon as someone deviates from the assignment and they start doing their own thing, I am on them, like, nicely, of course, like white on rice.
Sure.
Like, to bring them back. So
sure.
They don't need to pay us to do stuff they do at home.
Yeah, yes. For sure. Alright, so we'll have an online resource for Hillary, and we'll have we'll have Matt pick a fake book, and we'll have Bryce, he's got like a student guitar book early.
For Bryce, he's either going to pick up stuff from the student repertoire.
Yeah.
Which, the list is here. And it's sorted by book.
Okay.
Book one is the easiest, just G, C, and D. Bryce is in book two right now. So he could pick anything out of book two.
I see.
And then...
He's going to bring it with him?
No. He's going to pick a tune. Let me show you.
Sure.
He's going to pick a tune. And then, it's a little sloppy here, but
this is...
Content like, these are materials that they would use, like harmonic scales and fingering and tab exercise, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
Then this starts this is book one.
Sure, yep.
And then this is where it gets a little sloppy. This is book two. We clean this up every so often, and then, like, you know, a month later, it goes back to looking like this.
Sure.
I don't know where the two is, but it starts this Manila thing.
Okay.
Where I don't know where it says number two, but as soon as this Manila thing starts, that's book two, and then this starts book three, this is book four, this is book five in here, and then after that it says rock repertoire. This is my personal rock repertoire, right, in alphabetical order, and then jazz repertoire in alphabetical order, and then this is just all my personal files.
Cool.
And then these are all the fake books right here.
Cool.
And they're all in alphabetical order.
And so you're okay having them come back and pick one,
though? No, they'll tell you which one, and I can help you find which
cool,
one.
Cool, that's cool.
And you'll find which one. It's in by category. These are all rock.
Yeah.
In alphabetical order. And then here's jazz in alphabetical order, and here's other in alphabetical order.
Stuff, cool.
By genre. So, like, you know, that's C for country, this is W for world, this is B for blues, etc.
Cool. You said Bryce was in book two?
Yeah, book two.
Should we grab it
for you? Oh, yeah, so I got to show you where book two is. Right here is the repertoire list. You can see it's separated by the green folders.
Okay.
Book two. This is the master copies. You'll never need to go in here. If I ever run out of a song, then this makes sure I don't run out of anything.
Okay.
I'll make copies from the master. But in the meantime, if he chooses a song, pick me a song right now.
All on the Watchtower.
Well, All on the Watchtower, that's right in the beginning. So you're just going to go to, here's your one, here's your two, here's the letter A.
Oh.
And so you have to pull this out. I would just kind of pull out. Sometimes I pull this letter out. And then it's a little messy, but then I see All on the Watchtower. I got to make sure how many pages it is, and it looks like it's two pages, so I would just yank those both out. Sometimes I'll even pull out two copies, and my trick is so that I can look at one of them, and he can look at another one. I'll leave the tune right behind it out like that, so that when it's time to put my copy back, I'll just put it right there and then shove the whole thing back.
Okay, all right. So. All right, makes sense.
All right, we also have to plan two other onesies. And, of course, you'll need to know what those students want and what they do.